Honey Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
What's up, everyone? What's up? Welcome to Life of the Dust Live. Your boy, Steady J, and your girl.
Nice production.
What's good, Nate? What's good?
Nothing much. Another day.
Another dollar.
You already know.
Another dollar make you holler. Okay. But nonetheless, what is good, man? Y'all, it's another... another beautiful Wednesday, or as we call here in the show, Hope Day After Dusk. Yeah, so gotta catch up with what's been going on with you, Nay.
Nothing much, just been working on some stuff for my business, dropped some new pictures, you know. So I'm working.
I seen a little stuff you got out there looking like you are working for like you working for a law firm, attorney Richardson at law looking.
I know, right? I
got to
get my professional on.
I don't know. Okay, look. All right, Nate.
People wasn't expecting that. I dropped that picture on Facebook. They like, what? She got clothes on.
I know the haters. They was ready to act a fool, weren't they?
They was acting a fool on there.
Like, what? Oh my goodness! Like, you know what? That's gonna be a topic today. That's gonna be one of our topics outside of the regular normal of segments we used to do. We gonna get on about that. Matter of fact, we might do that right now while we get all the stuff that's going on, but. Yeah, man, I saw the pictures. Shout out to, you. I love them, man. Like, and thing is, here's the thing. People do that all the time, which I cannot say. And if you, people that's listening, watching, because I'm on the Facebook Live too. Matter of fact, I'm going to start adding you on. I'm going to start double living you added to my Facebook Live. But nonetheless. It just really drives me nuts that people just be acting like, really be acting like, oh my goodness, like, I'm sorry that people don't do one, everybody just do one genre. Because people love to put you in a bubble, and if they can't put you in a bubble, it makes them nervous. So, it's like people love to be able to say, oh, that's what they do, that's what they do. And when they can't put you in that bubble, it makes them 10 times nervous because they're like, damn it, like this person's all around. So that means they really on they ish.
Exactly.
And that kind of goes, you know, I deal with it, you deal with it. Like, for instance, like whenever I do, like as far as like photography, I can do that all the time. People go, oh, man, you used to be having the chicks with lingerie. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, that's not all I do, my friend. Yeah, so y'all pick, that's the stuff y'all choose to look at. And that's what you choose to make your inference off of. Well, that's what you do. That's on you. If you choose to make your inference,
right.
But if you look at that body of work, like I've done a little bit, when I started out for the longest, you know, to tell the truth, you know, that was kind of what I didn't even do lingerie or even do. I almost didn't even do swimwear for a while because when I started out, I wanted people to realize that, yeah, I'm going to probably be doing that stuff, but I want you to realize that I do fashion. So I was doing fashion and fitness, which I still love doing, but I was doing that heavy at the beginning because I want people to realize that I'm more than just one. I'm not genre specific. And that's why, like, when you go to my photography, fan page, my photography, Instagram, shout out to my friend Aaron, Shanika, Ava, Victoria was good. See y'all on the Facebook. But that's why, like, a lot of times when I'm doing that, people don't get what, like, that's why I have a hashtag on my page that says no genre photographer, because I don't like being put in a bubble. I want to do whatever is trying to create that time, I'm creating that. And if it calls for sexy, it calls for sexy. If it calls for tone down, it calls for tone down. But I've never been a bubble person. All my life, people try to say, oh, you the nerd, or you the athlete, or whatever. You can't put me in a genre. So, I'm just thinking about this. And the same with you, with your work. People act so shocked when they see you do fashion stuff. And you've done that several times. If people get good enough to your work, you've done that several times.
All
I don't
right.
know what page they go to, but I see that all the time. I can name stuff off the top of my head easily. The red dress look, the purple look, the one you just did to look like attorney at law looking behind, the brown. Y'all saw how quick I just riled that stuff up. The square look is even like, it kind of had like that law school look to it. Everything I just named. Like, it showed that, she does it too, but it's called balance. Like, your work represents how life is. Life has balance. And everything
right.
is like, okay. I'm quiet as a church mouse. Work. That's boring. Life would be so boring if it was either or. If it was just too much on one side or whatever, life needs to have balance. And people want you to. They can't put you in a bubble. Again, they get real annoyed. There's people that. That's like going to a barber. That's like going to a barber because most of the people tend to get short hairstyles. Oh, all he know how to do is fade. No, he know how to do more stuff. He can't help who his clientele that comes to him. If you ask him, and the skill ones too, they can do a whole lot more than just giving you a goddamn fade. They can shape me up good. They can do some crazy off the wall drop fades and all that. But if most people ask for one thing, they can't help it. So you can't judge a person off a quick snapshot of that's the most recent thing you've seen, so you assume that's all they do. That's whack.
Right.
Yeah, man, y'all gotta cut that out. Man, that bubble crap, man, y'all want to put people in these bubbles, it's not right, man. I got plenty of people on my page. Y'all see some of their pictures on Facebook, y'all think that y'all can just shoot y'all shot at them easily because, I saw she was just lingerie. I'm about to shoot my shot. She must be about it. Nah, it don't work that way, bro. Get that out your mindset. It's stupid. Like, a lot of people get their feelings hurt because they want to put people in bubbles, and then they end up finding out it's not the case. People are more than just one thing. So
true.
Now you got me fired up. You got me fired up this early in the show. I was fired up on Monday. I'm fired up now. I'm telling y'all, man. And I was sick matter of fact, who was on the show with me last Wednesday? I was sitting there struggling. I'm on the sick, trying to do the show. I'm trying to do my list. Y'all know how I love doing my list. I'm sick as hell trying to get through it. Oh, I'm feeling good this week, man. I'm like, I'm on 100. So yeah. I'm gonna give some quick shout outs. I see people in chat that came through. Aaron, Imani was good. Shanika, Ava Victoria, my boy Harold Lowe, my boy D Fry was good, man. Like one of them barbers that was talking about, people try to put him in the box. My girl Precious in the building. What's good, Precious? What is good? But yeah, so we got a good show for y'all lined up today. Included in today's show is going to be the six is six is a list of six things based on a particular topic. We go back and forth throw stuff onto the list. And then Nay does Seduction 101. Nay, what is Seduction? You ain't got to tell them all the way, but what is Seduction 101 going to be about today?
About politics.
Oh, interesting. Politics. It's going to be interesting. Okay. Let's see where this is going. Okay. Yeah, so y'all are listening to Life at the Dust Live, your boy Sadie J, and your girl Nay Seduction. It is Hump Day After Dusk. I will go ahead and go to the track. I'm going to show some more local love. Y'all know how I do it. Man, I'm going to show some love to my boy Victory of Catastrophe. And this is Anybody. No, I'm going to go back to that song later. I'm going to later on. I got you, Victory. I'll still come back to that. But I'm going to go to Old Boy Prince and Smoke Dean, Maine, right here on Life of the Dust Live.
Mickey, on the track.
Let's take it back one time. Well, how we used to do back in the day. Remember back then? Let's start it off like this. Oh, boy!
Mine!
Just live with your boy Sadie J and your girl.
Hi, Seduction.
Yeah. But yes, man. So today's the 6th. What we got for the 6th today, people? I'm thinking long and hard about this. And man. We're getting ready to approach, hopefully, very soon, much sooner than, oh, goodness, I'm sick of this cold. So, I want to, in celebration of, because we only got how many days left of February, a.k.a. Black History Month, we got about 8 more days left. So, yes, man, and March, as you get close to March, it's on the quintessential spring, but, yeah, man, you know, it's not an official spring until a little bit later on, but if you go by months on the calendar, what is considered spring, March is one of them. So, nonetheless, spring is around the corner, which means it'll be a tad bit warmer. So, that being said, I wanted the six to be about things I'm going to do when it is, like, when it's hot, hot. Like, when it's, well, I'm going to say hot, hot when it's hot. Because Texas, we're blessed because we get a lot of hot days. But it's been like fake hot days. We'll get like a day, and then it's like 40 degrees the next day. That's not hot yet. So, that being said, I'm going to go with you first, Dave. On the list of, what would you add to the list of things you want to do as soon as it's hot?
Start walking my dog more.
So I'm walking your dog more. What you been doing now since it's been cold?
Dare we walking her because it's too cold?
So, hey, you better run your ass around the house and chill the hell out.
You said what?
I said you been telling her to
she
run her ass around
house.
The house?
She don't care my
you said
house.
What?
I said she don't care my house, but I just want
no.
to be able to walk her more.
Oh, that's Not tear it up, baby. No, I'm saying run. I'm saying run around the house until it gets warm. That's what I'm saying. Like, cause like basically,
yeah.
She's like, yeah. You know, it's a dog is like a little kid. It's like after a while, running around the house is cool, but they'd be like, oh, I'm gonna go outside.
My dog really
so,
don't
yeah.
run around the house. She just didn't want to start. She don't really.
Oh man! So she don't got time to do all that carrying on.
Nah, I don't really gotta worry about her doing all that extra stuff.
Mhm. Which, by the way, I was speaking of another at the perfect segue. Another one of the pictures that Nay's not naked in, because I want to say she's only naked in pictures. Is a picture with her and her dog actually.
Yes.
That's what she's like. Smiling like the face I just did on Facebook Live is hilarious of reenacting that picture. Like Nay was looking like she was like on the like she was on the front page of a PetSmart ad, like, come get your free treats today. Oh, Nay, I I'm always coming for you.
You'll be crying.
Oh, little ting ting, you'll be all right. Okay, number two, things I'm doing when it gets hot. I'm going outside. I don't care. I'm taking my little blubber. I'm taking my. I ain't skinny by any means, but I'm taking my shirt off, and I'm gonna do my best, Petey Pablo, because I'm going outside. I'm taking my shirt off, spinning around like a helicopter. When it is hot, when it turns like spring, I'm spinning around like a helicopter because I'm over this cold, man. Like, it was hot. It was like in the 80s the other day, but I was sick, so I couldn't enjoy it. But, yeah, this for real hot, oh, man. It's going to, yeah, that little, that when it starts being in the 80s more consistently, oh, y'all ain't gonna be able to stop your boy. Oh, man. So I'm letting y'all know now, that shirt, first day. Black Canada, come on in, Razor. Take your shirt off. It's coming off, man. Or I'm gonna take it off like I'm trying out for Magic Mike. I'm gonna be out in public taking off like I'm trying out for Magic Mike. That's how crazy it's getting. Letting y'all know ahead of time. A matter of fact, when they start getting high for real, I'm gonna come on live stunting and having on tank tops every day on this damn live. That's how lit I'm gonna be about being hot. But yeah, okay. Number three, Nate.
Number three, I'm gonna take a walk around the canal.
Now, oh man, what? Because you know, of course, you always learn about stuff from you about what about stuff up there. So, like, what's the canal you're gonna be walking around? Tend to walk around.
It's like a little. It's this place down here, downtown Indianapolis. It's called the Canal Walk. It's just like. It's water in the middle, then it's two sidewalks. It's the water in the middle, then a sidewalk on the left-hand side, on the right-hand side, and you just walk around the canal.
Okay, nice. Yeah, they kind of make stuff like canals here, like here in the DFW, like, but it's like really like there's like, there's like one in San Antonio that's real big because like they have like it's a mall that's built on the canal. It's built on the canal. It's called River Center Mall, and it's like crazy. It's like one part of the mall where you're like walking around the freaking canal. It's like crazy. You're like what? Like I remember when I was a kid. When we first went there. I'm like. It's a river in the middle of the mall. What is going on? I was so thrown off. I'm like, man, that gave me, it was cool, but gave me anxiety all at the same time. Because I always kept worrying about, man, what if somebody accidentally, like, they push and bask and they accidentally push it and then fall in the water? You screwed.
Right.
And I'm like, God, it fall in the water. It's gone. I ain't worried about it no more. Cause ain't no telling what's in that damn canal. I ain't got time for it. Okay. Number four, things I'm doing when it start getting hot outside over here. It's getting hot. That's one thing I can't complain too much. It ain't been like, thank God, knock on wood, please don't start doing this last minute. It ain't been snowing out here. It ain't really been snowing out here. It's been days where it's been light precip. But we haven't dealt with a lot of crazy serious winter weather out here, thankfully. Keep it that way. Keep that crap away from me. It's been awesome. So I would like it to continue that way because it leads to number four. Things I want to do. Man, I want to play like some football outside, man. Like, even like flag football, which is, I don't want to do that, or two-hand touch or whatever. But I like... You know, I want people ain't scared, man. But I know, like, the older you get, people ain't about that tackle life. So, instead of just being in the inside gym, I'm gonna go do somebody done the while I play basketball at the park and stuff. So yeah, that's what I want to do. Like, just add stuff to kind of like mix up the day. And Courtney, so yeah, that's number four for me. Number five.
Number five, I can do some bald-headed hoe shit.
Oh, shit. for those of you who don't know, could you please define what that means? Because some of us don't, we're not down to the lingo that you kids are talking about these days. What do you mean by doing bald-headed hoe shit?
I can act ratchet in the club, get drunk, you know, bald-headed hoe shit.
Twerking,
out, you know, bald head,
whole
shit. Even though I ain't bald head, but you know.
Okay, all right, yeah, okay. Shout out to that. That was an interesting number five. Whoa! There's people doing that right now, and it's cold as hell.
I was cold
as hell
right now. I ain't got time right now.
You said you ain't got that kind of energy. It's going to wear you down.
Yeah.
Except
not
when
right
it's hot, you can do what you want to do.
Okay.
You can do what you want to do.
Hey, baby, Carla.
let's start getting consistently hot again. Lord, let me tell you. Y'all know me. Shooting inside is great. I shoot inside. I've been doing a lot more this winter and whatnot. Been shooting indoors a lot more. And even I have a studio such to shoot at now. Shout out to Beverly Studios. I know you're watching. What's up? So yes, I'll be shooting in the studio. But when y'all know, when it starts to get warm outside, it's about to be a lot more shoots outside for me. Because I love shooting outside because it's just so many endless possibilities that you can do. Like, because sometimes when you're outside, things are always ever changing. So the atmosphere around you, it's something about the atmosphere around you gives that natural character element to your work along with the person you're shooting. So I can't wait, man. Like, because it'd be hard. You want to go do some outside shoots because you're a trooper, but you can't really do them as much because people are like, it's too cold. Oh my God. So, you know, I understand. You just means, but I can't wait. I cannot wait. It's going to get warm. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot of greatness getting ready to happen. Y'all know me. When they get warm, I'm out there shooting, bro. I can't wait. I cannot wait. Like, y'all don't understand. You ain't gonna stop me. Don't stop me now. I'm having a good time. I don't wanna stop at all. Yes. So, yeah, that's how I'm gonna be. But, yeah, so that's the six, everybody. The six, again, is our weekly list of six things based on a particular topic. Again, the topic was things we're gonna do when it gets consistently hot. Because the spring is around the corner. Can't wait. All right. So we're going to go into another quick song break. And then we come back from this song break, we are going to do Seduction 101. All right. So we're going to my boy Victory of Catastrophe with I'm not just anybody.
I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anybody. Don't talk to me like I'm anybody. This ain't about a check. I demand the respect before I put you in check. If you can't respect that, then it's on to the next. On to the next, yeah, I'm on to the next. I ain't gotta flex, nah, I ain't gotta flex. When we have a conversation, don't be jerking your neck. Don't be rolling your eyes, I'm a man, I got pride. For the sake of what we got, push yours to the side. Say you gon' ride and you want me for life. I'd rather have a best friend than a nagging ass wife. Enough with the strife, enough with the grief. You can't say don't cheat, but provide no relief. Wanna take a stand when you need to take a seat. When it's your turn to listen, you don't even need to speak. Everybody wanna talk, but nobody wanna listen. I can't get my point across if you don't really pay attention.
I'm not just anybody.
I'm not just anybody.
Don't talk to me like I'm anybody.
Want me as good as we look, say la vie. Baby girl, you the Yang to me, Ying with the building empire. I'm the king, you the queen. It's like Guns and Roses, Prince and Foxes. Me and you together like Sephora and Moses. The people love me, see.
see I pack my shoulders. Haters get back, it's a fact, chosen. I really got people, see I black my noses. 2 years ago, people didn't even know us. Was a diamond in the rough, now my touch is golden. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, no sir. I'ma post up on whoever approach us. Drop step, slam dunk, he's on the poster. Getting to the money like I'm all supposed to. The fame coming to me, baby, just like
I'm
told you.
Not just anybody. Like you do everybody. Don't treat me like you do everybody.
Cause I'm not just anybody. Cause I'm not just anybody. All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Life in the Dust Live. Your boy Say Jay and your girl Nate Seduction. That was anybody by my boy Victory of Catastrophe. And he was just in the chat laughing at me, talking about he laughing at the way I was singing the song. Hey man, Tony, put me in the back, put me in the as a backup singer, man, singing it live. I'll be up there doing a sway, doing the church sway. I'm not just anybody. Oh man, y'all don't be getting me cutting up, y'all. Anyways, Nay, it's time for Seduction 101.
So, I just want to talk about the whole Jesse, whatever his name, Jesse Smollett, the dude from Empire or whatever.
Oh man.
So,
go ahead. The floor is yours.
It looks as if he lied about the whole situation. So, charges are being brought against him. And
mm-mm-mm.
I just want to say that it's like, who got time to make up a whole story and do all that? For what? Like, what is the doing it?
Exactly.
Because this stuff out here happening to people like that's for real. Like, for real, for real. In real life. So, for you to fake something like that, I believe you gotta be sick in the head or something. Like, something gotta really, truly be wrong with you to fake something like that. And to me it's like really weird that you would just go and fake a situation like that. Like, it's weird. He has to turn himself in. But people who don't know, he is on Empire. He is a gay African American actor.
He plays the bald lion.
Right. According to the report, it said that the people, whoever did the attack, poured bleach on him, and that they call him a faggot, and this is a MAGA country. MAGA is, it stands for Make America Great Again. So it's just kind of sickening that you would even play around with something like that. And then who leads, like, Subway is not open at 2:00 in the morning. So, according to the reports, it said that he was leaving Subway at 2:00 in the morning, or the situation happened at 2:00 in the morning. Who walking around outside at 2:00 in the morning? Come on.
Your audience open at
2:00 in the morning.
Your audience open at 2:00 in the morning, name?
No, I'm not going to be walking around at 2:00 in the morning.
Waffle House and Legs. That's the awning's over.
But the story just don't make sense. And then he had everybody on social media rude to him, all these actors and rappers and singers, you know, posted about the situation. And trying to comfort him in that, you know, that time of need. But to turn out the whole situation is fake, it's crazy. It's real crazy.
You know, here's the thing about it too, Nate, because we were talking about this yesterday. If we're talking about the other, because it's interesting. So Chelsea just talked about this on Monday. She was, because this is before we get this information we got now. Chelsea was just talking about, what do you think about the Jussie Smollett situation? You think all what happened happened? I was like, I don't know. I don't know. It had to happen. I don't think nobody would make up a lie like that. And
but
it's crazy. We are where we are now.
It's crazy.
Here's the thing, like Nate, he went through every like phobia you can think of. He made it's like this one situation. He checked off all the boxes. It's this guy. He sat there. He's like, "Oh, okay. Let me see. Let me get my little list together." So he said, "Oh, I'm gonna see what these will give you. Get people going. Homophobia, check. Not trusting police, check. Being black, check. Being a black male, check. Using the Trump, playing the Trump card, check. Saying MAGA supporters, check. Everything you can think of that causes dissension with people, he had it on the list. It was all involved. Nooses, check. Bleach, check. Using the word faggot, check. All that on the list. Whoa, you went for every extreme you could possibly go for, sir, and involve us. And for some damn fame, and because I don't know if you knew about this behind the scenes part, apparently it's part of the motive of doing it, which we're going to find out more about that soon, was allegedly because they ended up receiving some fan mail of the Empire. Somebody tried to threaten his life and talked about him basically being gay and whatnot. Well, there was like really no uproar about it. And so because he felt like it wasn't enough of an uproar, they felt like that kind of was a motive of him staging this attack because he wanted to raise awareness more. And then he used Tupac in this, bro. Tupac? Goodness, gay Tupac, bro. You was really reaching anywhere a good white character. Boy. You know what? It's not even Monday, and I'm still going to press some goddamn cricket sounds. Get the hell out of here.
It's just a whole crazy situation. Hopefully he gets the help that he needs, but he is supposed to, you know, to do, have to turn this up, and he will be charged with a felony. So.
And here's my thing. Yeah, like you said, it's got to be something wrong with him because what made you even do this? Because, bruh, you are, like, it's still, in the day, I know everybody does this power versus empire thing, but I'm a person, I'm just glad to see that that black people are being successful and we have all these choices of television to watch. We can watch Power, we can watch Empire, it's so much stuff, Black Lightning. We got all these different choices of people of color are doing these shows, and so I'm just glad to see that. And then to see this kind of foul shit happen, it's ridiculous. Bruh, you're on the hit show on flipping Fox. Even people who don't really watch Empire know about some of the main characters. And so it's silly. If you did this for some trolling-ish to try to become a fake martyr, you're lame as fuck, bruh. Like, get the hell out of here. You start an uproar for no reason. People start an uproar on their own. They'll need you to help them out and get them pissed off. People want reason to be pissed off on Facebook and stuff. So you want to sit there and give them a reason to be pissed off. Because here's a question I got for you, Nate. I've always wondered this. Because as I hear from different people, did you believe him from the beginning, or was you always skeptical of this story?
I really wasn't even following a story like that. I thought it was a bad situation, like that's messed up, like somebody poured bleach on him or whatever like that. But, I mean, the truth always comes to light. And, you know, the police will do a thorough investigation anyway. They go run cameras and do all that stuff that they need to do, especially this is a known actor. So they go definitely dig deeper into the situation.
And like you said, man, it's people going to these battles every day. It's people going to police brutality. It's people dealing with actual racism. It's people going through, they getting beat up just because they like the same sex or whatnot. They getting beat down for that. And you want to sit here and play with lies, bro? Now somebody, I'm not wishing this upon you at all, but, bro, the kind of energy you put into this world, somebody is going to try to attempt to beat you up, and that's what's sad about it. Because you didn't got people riled up for no reason, and you, especially that two people was real type of way behind that Tupac shit. Exactly. Shout out to that. He's gonna end up doing some even dumber shit. Exactly. Like, I don't get it, man. And that's why I had a discussion. I discussed with somebody, and I had this discussion a lot with people. Y'all need to know what the difference y'all want in this world. Do y'all want to be famous, or do you want to be successful? Let me re-ask that question again. Do you want to be famous or successful? I know the answer already for you, Nate, because you're acting sure. But what's the answer to that question, Nate? Which one do you want to be? Do you want to be famous, or do you want to be successful?
I would rather have success than fame.
Bruh, I've been trying to tell people that all the time. Fame is not, because you can't control fame. Fame doesn't have a timeline on it. Fame doesn't necessarily require skill. Fame is like winning the lotto. It's an accident. That's an accident. You can be successful enough that you become famous. That's different. See, two different things. But again, fame is not, you can't control fame. Fame is something that ends up happening. You can't control it. Whatever. All right, hold on. I said we got a caller. Caller, answer this line. You got crazy? I am hanging up on you because y'all know I don't really take callers for that reason. All right, caller, you on Life of the Dust Live. What's up?
Yeah, my name's Joe. I want to find out what lay seduction is. I presume you've already gone into it, but I just got here. So maybe if you give me a thumbnail description of it, I can find out what it is.
What lay seduction is?
Yeah, because you've got that in your description page.
That's the name of the co-host. The co-host is named Nate Seduction. Oh. Yeah, and then her segment is called Seduction 101. So it's really a play on words because it's not just about seductive topics. It's about things that she just brings up. Like, right now we're talking about the Jussie Smollett situation. Apparently she's lying. And, you know, my thing is this. This actual racism is going on and actual people that are homophobic or whatever, like, I don't like people utilize. I don't like people lying and stuff. Like, when bullshit is actually happening, let's bring it to light, but let's not fake it and all of a sudden start all this fake uproar. And now we got people, you know, we got people, celebrities looking dumb as hell going, oh, there goes another race, people being racist again. And you're getting people riled up for no reason. We don't need to do that.
Yeah, I hear
you. Like, when there's actual racism going on, let's address it then. We don't have to waste the end for fake stuff.
Yeah, Smollett did a stupid thing. Now, I've seen Empire. I've seen a few of the shows. And I like it.
Yeah.
I like Terrence Howard because if you've, I don't know if you've ever seen reruns of Dallas, but if you did, then you remember Larry Hagman and how he was the guy that was, you know, the deceitful one. Well, Terrence Howard, he puts Larry Hagman to shame. I mean, I've never seen a character as deceitful, as insensitive as the character he plays on Empire. And Smollett.
Yeah, because JR, you ever seen JR? He's like, because JR was, oh, man. JR
was all right in his day. I mean, he was, you know, he was the guy that everybody says loved to hate. But Terrence Howard, I mean, he let his wife stay in jail for 21 years, something like 19 years for a crime she didn't even commit. I mean, this guy is psychotic. So Terrence Howard plays that really well. And Smollett, he's a decent actor, but he's a very good singer. And for him to pull this kind of stuff off, I heard that he was either going to get written off the show or he wrote a letter that didn't get a response the way that he wanted.
Yes.
But if he was going to do something as a hoax, you don't do it at 20-degree weather and say say two white people are out there walking around in Chicago in 20-degree weather, and all of a sudden they see him walking around, and they're carrying around a noose. Now, that to me, I mean, first off, you're right about nobody needs another race hoax because, you know, this could inflame race relations even worse. But to do it this way, it's laughable if it wasn't it's laughable. You know, that's what I got to say about it.
No, I agree with you. And you know what's funny? The story updated recently, now all of a sudden they were, I'm not going to say they were necessarily white. They were pale. You know what, bro? Like, get the hell out of here. Like, seriously. Don't lie, because when you lie, you got to lie to cover the lie and cover that lie with another lie. It just becomes this continual rule of lies. And it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. You know, maybe he did it to get this kind of publicity because he was getting some publicity before. Empire was known as a good show. I don't know how well it was doing on the network, but it was known as a good show. But Smollett,
it was doing very well. That's kind of the star that comes. The show that comes on after Star. That's when they're getting it greenlit to be able to be to come on right after it because it was doing so well. And Lee Daniels is involved with that project a little bit closer. So yeah, it was like Star, like Power gets a lot more love because they get to be a little bit more, they got more room to be a little more explicit and just really go in on more stuff.
I've never seen those two shows. I've just seen Empire.
You got Star, Kev's Power, because Power, Power is crazy too.
Oh yeah.
I would say Empire is like the PG-13 version of what happens on Power. Because Power, they be having sex scenes of Power and everything. You be like, whoa!
Oh yeah, I didn't even know that. Like, nah. Yeah. Is it a black show or a regular white show?
Yeah.
It's a black show.
It's actually, matter of fact, 50 Cent is EP for that show.
Oh yeah.
He actually got another show coming out where it's going to be like a prequel of it, where it's based on his character from the show. It's going to be like based around him.
All right. I haven't seen it, but I have, like, Empire. I like the way that they mix music in with the drama. It's very well produced, you know.
So get some really good artists in there, like there's great music.
Oh, the music is good. That's what I like about it, is the music. Plus, like I said, the way that they put the music, they have a juxtaposition of it with the drama, and it fits in nicely, you know. But poor Smollett. I mean, he might have done it on purpose in order to get caught, so that he would get more publicity, because apparently he wasn't getting enough publicity. Being a member of the cast of Empire. You know, that's one thing.
But it's crazy. I mean, the family name was already known from like his sister, because his sister was known for a while doing stuff, and now she, you know, and now he's doing something. Oh man, that's okay. That's what to call his brother. Like, we already knew about the family already from a lot of them already being in show business. So for him to do this, like, that's whack.
Oh, yeah,
his sister has got to be in the DC, one of the DC movies coming up, Birds of Prey. She's one of the superheroes in there. So it's just stupid. It's a bad look. Like, they always say, be careful because you might ruin the family name. It can ruin her shit. So
yeah,
it's just,
true.
It don't make any sense.
I mean, it can put a stain on the family because people will probably wonder, well, if this guy, who seemed to be successful in Empire, is going to go off the rails, then who's to say that the other members of the family won't do it? Yeah, I mean, he put a bad stain on his family.
Yeah, and now one of the main arc of the main people of the story, you had to find ways to remove him out of it now.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I mean, they got. He's causing a lot of trouble for a lot of people for, I don't even know why. I mean, he said that some letter of protest didn't get a response.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what other topics
can
you talk about?
Somebody said some homophobic slurs in it whatnot, and it wasn't getting any response. So it kind of was, it's part of the motive of him driving this thing going on now. It's stupid. I hate it because now we got a bunch of celebrities coming here. Yeah, you guys, you gotta understand. And I was doing these 5-minute videos telling us about race relations. I'm like, bruh, please do not. You got people out here falling asleep for you, looking stupid. And now they got track back what they said. So it's ridiculous. But
I
appreciate you calling in, man.
All righty.
A great caller.
All right. Take care now. Take it easy. Bye-bye.
You too. Hey, y'all know me. Y'all know I barely take calls, but that caller was good. Y'all know. If y'all would just be more consistent like that, I would open the phone lines more. But y'all don't be consistent. Y'all cover it crazy. Don't be on top of it. People just be running around throwing the word. I have people literally call in and just say nigga for over and over 10 times. I'm like, really? That's what you're going to do? That's how you gonna waste airtime. But nonetheless, see Nate, see what you started, Nate? You didn't got now you got people fired up. You got people fired up. This goddamn Jesse Smollett. Good Lord, man. Lie and my brother's so stupid in the chat room. Somebody they say this is a big rich town. I know you know the next line, Nate. I know you know the next line, but as you watch that damn show.
I love Kyle. I can't wait to come back on.
Nate, what's the next line? They say this is a big rich town.
Oh, I don't get into it, you know. I just watch the show.
don't be trying. Hold on, y'all. They trying to play me now. Now, earlier, she was getting down. She was over here singing. We was over here singing, you can do what you want, baby. She was getting down. She was crazy. Like, she don't know the power of things. As much as you talk about power, you don't know the power of things, huh? Really?
I don't know about heart now, okay?
Oh, man. You better get some damn lyrics and get together, because I'm not going to have that. I can't believe you. You better go find the lyrics, get together.
They didn't need to know their song.
They say this is a big rich town. I just came from the poorest part. That was the proper answer, Nate. That was the proper answer for the next part. But I'll let you out the loop I'll be able to get with your page because you be Captain Spoiler Alert. Nate will spoil the hell out of Power every week. I'll be in the Dodge. That pays me. I'll be having
every
time for that, Nate.
4 o'clock in the morning. I'm watching it, period.
Yeah. Are you watching it and snitching on Facebook, not letting us all watch it first? Mm-mm-mm. I mean, no damn sense. All right, so I got a bunch of shout-outs I got to get in. I saw people coming in. They get y'all in there. I'll shout my sister. My sister Goldie. I was talking about my boy Broderick in the building. my brother Chase, my boy SB was good, my boy Jeremy, my boy Antoine Bush, shout out to him, UNT love, my girl lovely Latoya, the lovely, all right, I got to say her name a certain way, the lovely Latoya. Shout out to her for coming through. Appreciate it. And shout out to that caller. That caller, man. Nate, I would open up the lines more if people just act right. Because we don't get consistent act right on that phone line. People act crazy. He was well informed. He was being engaged. I'm like, everybody just be engaged. Because at first when he asked me what was a May seduction, I was like, Lord, this is going to go the wrong way. I'm about to get annoyed. But then I realized he was actually asking a legitimate question. I'd have to cut some out. <laughs> So, yeah. All right. So, man, we got about a few minutes left for the show. Nay, what you got coming up we need to know about?
Yeah, I never know what I got going on. Just stay tuned. I don't tell all my business. You just got to watch and find out.
Oh, no, you got something you need to talk about. They need to go to what page for you?
The Richardson Foundation, yes. Yeah, I can go like the Richardson Foundation on Facebook and Instagram. But that's again the Richardson Foundation.
Can you remind people, that's what I was pushing. I was like, come on, man, promote your foundation. So remind everybody, so what is the Richardson Foundation for those who do not know?
The Richardson Foundation is founded by myself. It is to help young girls who've been in foster care, who are in foster care, who've been to domestic violence, or who lost their father due to violence. The ages is from 0 to 25. The cutoff age is 25 for the Richardson Foundation. So, yeah, there you go.
Nice. And yeah, so shout out to that. That will be one of the foundations we'll be working with closely here on the show, because you know everybody should, in my personal opinion, if you especially in the entertainment industry, you should be linked with at least, if not one, or more than one, but at least one foundation to link yourself with and do things and give back to. And definitely, I love the vision that you have going for the Richardson Foundation, and I'm behind you, man. So it's a blessing. That's why I was like, yeah, you. I know anything. You better promote that shit every time you get on here.
Yeah, of course.
So yes. Stuff I got coming up, man. Oh, I can't tell y'all this. I'm not telling y'all no more. I'm only going to tell y'all something closer to date. But March 29th, 30th, and I leave on the 31st of the weekend, I'll be in New York. So, yes, I'll be in New York for those dates. Come rock with your boy. I'll give you more information about where I will be. I'll be shooting. I'll be networking. And, of course... Of course I'm gonna be partying, because I'm gonna be somewhere else. Why not party, right? So I will be. Y'all definitely stay tuned for that, and I can't wait. So again, everybody, thanks for tuning in. If y'all missed any parts of the show, y'all can go to dustspot.com, dustspotradio. And you go there, you can listen to all the different episodes we have. It has 6 most recent episodes on the radio player. And then if you click the buttons underneath, that has either the iTunes button, the Stitcher radio button, or the TuneIn button, you will be able to listen to all the past episodes from all the way back. So definitely support us, man. I'll tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a more Soka friend to come listen to the show. So, appreciate everybody. I've been doing a lot of simulcasts here in the Facebook Live. I'm going to get Nay on here next. I'm going to try to get Nay on here next week. I'm be on Double Live. I'm going to push her. I'm like, Nay, make it your nerve behind this live. So, yes. That's what's up, everybody. Again, thank you for tuning in. And we roll on out, remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember where there's a J or where there's a
name or a you.
There is a
word.
Y'all to the episode of Life in the Five with your boy Teddy J and your girl
Nay Production.
And what's that public service announcement we give everybody every flipping hump day?
If you go hump, please do it responsibly.
Again, people, responsibly, okay? I know some of y'all was being ratchet for Valentine's Day. I ain't going to call on in National Side Peace Awareness Day. I know y'all wasn't doing right. All right, I'm out. See y'all. Peace.
Peace.